welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show.
Hi guys, this is Sophie. I just wanted to give you guys an update on what's been going on with me lately. I am so sorry I have not had a podcast out in a while, but I have been really busy. From the end of March to about the third week of April, I was in Florida visiting my kids, so I didn't have too much time to podcast or anything. I wanted to spend most of my waking moments soaking them up, you know, just getting my mommy fill on them. And then when I left, it was a couple of weeks there where they just were not dealing with it very well. They got so used to me being around, and it was hurting my heart, and they were calling every day, a couple times a day, and just missing me really, really bad. And so I needed to take some time and just get them mentally and emotionally settled and situated back to, you know, having us with some distance between us. And it was pretty hard on me too, because I really missed them a lot, being with me all the time. Also, after that, I just kind of had to start getting ready to move. We moved in the month of May. So, oh my God, it's just been hectic, hectic, hectic. I'm still not out of the apartment. I figure I will be turning in the keys on Monday, and which will be the 31st, and I will leave that place alone. It's like having two apartments, you know, and packing and unpacking and moving, and oh my gosh. So I have been tray busy. I kept thinking, I'm going to do a podcast, but we moved 30 minutes away from where we were, so we are out in the country. We are like sheep, cows, goats, llama country. We're so in the country, there are Mennonite people riding horse and buggy here. No lie. So it's pretty cool. I am loving it to death. I am a vegan, so I have been trying to get my garden beds situated here, but also trying to do all the things Master needs me to do, because like Master has been working, so he really couldn't help me get things unpacked or packed up or anything like that. So I have just had so much on my plate. Today I got the beds down and just kind of got the top sort of worked in, and I need to go out and buy 5 more packets of dirt, you know, dump into this thing, because we don't live on a farm. We live in an apartment complex. It's a very small apartment complex, but with a lot of space, so, you know, there's enough room to do a little bit of gardening. But it's a box. It's a big box, so it's not like I dug it into the ground. It's like we made the box and set the box on top, and then I just worked the area inside the box, you know. So it's a pretty big box, though. And also, I'm, you know, sprouting crab on my ledges and, you know, trying to get... I'm getting a late start, so I don't even know if anything is going to come up or anything. So I'm kind of just playing it by ear with that. Hopefully something will come up. Hopefully I have enough time for something to germinate, grow, and, you know, sprout, produce fruits or something. So I'm excited about that. Wow, time just kind of went by fast, you know. I'm getting a collar. Finally, my permanent collar is in the mail on its way here. So that's going to be something interesting. You know, having a collar that I can't take off whenever I feel like it. So Master got me a collar from Eternity Collars. You can get it online, eternitycollars.com. And it's stainless steel. It's going to have a little D-ring on it so that you can put a leash on it when necessary. But it's going to be in your face, on my neck, can't take it off, people will see it type thing. So, you know, living in a new community, you know, with an even smaller town, so this will be interesting. Either people are going to just think it's jewelry, or I'm just one of those city slickers, or they're going to know what it is, and then at that point it might be a conversational starter. We'll see. I'm just full of excitement. Being a vegan, I thought about going raw, becoming a raw vegan. So I'm kind of transitioning back and forth, and I ordered a Vitamix mixer. This is like the bomb mixer. I have been wanting a mixer like this for 12 years, but I've never really had any extra cash just that I would waste on a blender, one blender. So, oh my God, I finally saved up $600 and bought my blender. So I have that big blender coming, plus I have a personal blender making its way out. and a book called Green for Life, and it's about the importance of leafy green vegetables in your diet. So I'm going to be doing a lot of green smoothies. I'm really thinking about getting myself much more healthier. Summer's coming in. I want to be out and be more active. I gained a few pounds over the winter, so I think I'm going to do like a juice feast. And that's kind of like a juice fast, but you can do smoothies and things like that of leafy greens with a little bit of fruit and stuff like that. I think I might do that for 3 days to a week and just get myself all cleaned out, drop a couple pounds, and get myself feeling good, you know? I'm going to be 39 years old in September. Oh my God. And I swore to myself that when I turned 40 years old, I was going to be in the best shape and best health ever. So I got to get my ass in gear because I have not been in the best health ever. I've been eating stuff that is not even good for my body. Like, I'm from a subtropical region. And I moved up here to the Great White North, and I can't see how they... I am just frustrated at how fast vegetables go rotten here. You know, you can't even get a decent avocado, but that's another whole podcast on itself. Why can't I get a damn avocado that's good in this country? But Master's excited about it. He doesn't want me to make myself sick or anything. He wants me to do anything that I'm trying to do to be healthy, to take it slow, and also to make sure that I don't harm myself or anything like that. But juice fasting is not really a bad thing. I mean, it's not like going on water fast. Water fast is much more harder to do, in my opinion. So you can get all the nutrients you need out of leafy green vegetables that it won't even matter. So, and with the blender, you're blending up all the fiber too, so it's not going to mess up your bowels. So it's just going to be a fact of reconditioning my mind. So I want to get back into getting my jog on and everything. So I need to drop these pounds that I gained. That's the first step. So how have all you guys been? Send me an email at hislittlesophie@gmail.com. So you guys send me an email at hislittlesophie@gmail.com and tell me, what are you guys doing for the summer? What kinky, beautiful, wonderful, submissive things are you guys up to? Are there any topics that you want to hear me talk about? Help me out, guys. You guys are so great about sending me emails. So I can sit here and talk about myself all day long, but I really do like having topics sometimes because I find that it's fun. Otherwise, I'm just, spouting out about my life. It's not 100% fabulous. I wish it was more fabulous than I could, say my new tagline would be for the fashionably submissive, for the fabulously submissive. So, I'm not going to keep you guys too long. It was just an update letting you guys know I have laundry to do and I have bank errands to do. Ugh, the life of a slave before I go get master. So, I hope to hear from you guys through email. You can also join my Facebook. Just search for His Little Sophie. HISLILSOPHIE. Join my Facebook. And you can email me, like I said, at hislittlesophie@gmail.com. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You have been listening to Subspace with His Little Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again soon.